Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Welcome back. At the start of the show, I was talking about writing your own obituary. Gregory from Kerry is in touch, says, it reminds me of John Le Mercier, who played Sergeant Arthur Wilson in Dad's Army on the BBC. He left a brief but memorable notice in the death column of the London Times, and he said, just to inform my friends, I've popped off. That's one way of doing it. But it is a simple, if not maybe an odd way, perhaps, of transforming how you live your life, writing your own obituary. And I'm joined by someone who has done that, journalist Cathy Donaghy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
And I hear you're up on the Inishowen Peninsula in Donegal.
And, no, very wild.
Still yes, there, indeed. Anyway. The
still there. Yeah, we were nearly blown away, but we're still here.
Yeah, it was wild. It was scary. I was scared for a time yesterday. I've been glad that everybody has survived it around the country. Listen, Cathy, while the storms were battering around the place, you had us thinking about writing our own obituaries as well. Why did you come up with this concept, this idea? It's an unusual one.
Yeah, I think it is, Oliver. And I know that, you know, mad or maudlin, perhaps. But I suppose I teach creative writing, and it was a creative way to get the participants in my courses to think about their lives and a stock taking. And I suppose when you ask people to do an exercise like this, I think you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, it definitely isn't easy. And as a journalist, I've written a lot of obituaries over the years, and I know how to do this and the who, what, why, where, and when, and the stock taking of a life that you do when you're collating something like this. It is a lot harder to do it for yourself. But I suppose what I'm thinking about is you're examining your life. And this is an exercise that for me is all about living and not about dying at all. So it's really about, you know, hopefully lots of time for revisions. And it's looking at you know, what have you done? This is not a CV by any means. It's more, you know, when we think about our lives, you know, we're thinking about, you know, what are the big stuff, the stuff of your heart, its dreams and its desires. Of course, you know, regrets do come in there. But with any luck, you know, we have still time to do some of the good stuff that we really want to do, things that might be on the bucket list or other smaller things as well. You know, there's a quote, I suppose, from Maya Angelou, the beautiful writer, and she sums this up for me. And she says, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They will remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And I think in an obituary, we're trying to come up with the things, the impression you left people with, the things that you're most proud of, you know, the love that you have in your life, your family, your friends, your impact on your community, not so much the stuff that you did. So I suppose maybe this is, you know, an obituary of the heart, the things that you still want to achieve as well. And I did ask, I did include one little fanciful notion in this, which I called a wild card, which was room to, you know, throw something in there that hasn't happened yet that you'd still like to.
Yes,
you know,
that was a nice idea. Yeah, lovely.
Yes, yeah. It's all about hope, I suppose, as well, Oliver.
And you mentioned yours, which was a trilogy of novels, wasn't it?
Yes, Pulitzer Prize-winning ones, yeah. Actually, Oliver. Let's.
Oh, sorry, Pulitzer. Sorry. Yeah. Tributes are being paid to the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, Cathy Donaghy.
Yeah, so let's dream big here as well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
if you're gonna go big. So yeah, that was, you know, I suppose the process definitely has brought out all those, I think, unlived aspects of my own life out of hiding. You know, those things that are kind of nudging away at the back of your consciousness that you say, oh, you know, when I get time, I'll do that. All of a sudden, you put things on the page, and you're kind of, your attention is drawn to them, I think, and you know. I suppose as much as anything else, you know, we all think, oh, we'll do that. We've loads of time. And nobody ever knows that, you know, I lost a wonderful friend of mine a few years ago, and we kept saying, we're going to get together. We're going to have a cup of tea. We're going to have lunch. And we never did. And it is a great regret in my life. And I think, you know, when these things happen, you know, you realize what's important. And I think, not to sound all Bill Murray at the end of Scrooge, but, you know, there's time to get in touch. You know, we all have time to, you know, make the phone call, plan the visit, reach out, get in touch, write the letter, post the card. You know, if you have something that's at the back of your mind that you do maybe want to fix, you know,
yeah.
maybe this focuses your mind on those things. And yes, it might sound morbid, and people got in touch with me over the weekend to say, I'm not doing that. I'm opening a glass of wine. I'm having a bottle of wine instead. That's fine. You know, whatever works for you. But I suppose, you know, it's a stock taking. It's about looking at your life, examining it, and say,
one of the lines I really loved, Kathy, was everything we say at funerals should be said at birthday parties instead.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's also what prompted me to go on this journey. A friend of mine sent me that quote during the week. And how many of us have been to funerals where you hear all these amazing lovely things, but nobody's ever said it to them when they're alive. And I've actually, you know, I try and tell people, honestly, you know, that's a really amazing thing you did. I try and reach out and send a message. I'm a great one for sending the postcard or the card in the post saying, I really love that thing that you did. Exactly that. Letting people know while they're still around us, letting them feel the love a little bit, because in these days, we're so lacking in it, and unkindness is everywhere. So I think it's also about being kind to yourself and being kind to others, you know?
Perfect antidote to our conversation, Andrew Tate. Thank you, Cathy Donoghue. I have to let you go because you have to write a novel now to win a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah,
and good luck to everyone writing their obituaries of the heart.